Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Can I just say something? We just heard the little sports minute there. Can we stop with the national sympathy acts for Clayton Kershaw? Like, he's not dying. He gives some runs in a baseball game. I mean, this happens in sports all the time. Like, Emmitt Smith was limping around for the Cardinals. Shaq was in a Celtics jersey, couldn't move up and down the court. Sometimes legends go out like they can't play anymore.
I mean, by the way, like, he did the Dodgers a favor last
night. Yes, he absolutely did.
Like, he was a team player for doing that. Like, he gave them a better chance to win. I mean, look, I understand he gave up some of the runs.
Yeah.
And it sounds weird to say it.
But everyone's reading him his last rites
here. After he cost them the game, I should say, he gave them a better chance in the future of the series.
But he wore it.
Right.
Yeah. I just like, when I had to hear that, I'm like, oh, like, no. Why is everyone feeling so bad for Clayton Kershaw? The guy's going to go to the Hall of Fame on the first ballot. He's one of the greatest pitchers of all time. Like, who cares that he gave some runs last
together
night?
No, because it's like, when I was watching the game, and you hear the broadcasters talking about it, as somebody who's been there and lived that life,
yeah,
when your game fell off and you ain't the cat you used to be.
I know, but
it's like, oh man, I know what that feels.
Does she do anything for us?
I get it.
No.
But we're acting like it's the end of Old Yeller. I mean,
it kind of is.
It's not,
because it's like, because here's the thing. When he went out there, like, you got to think of the moment when he went out there. People were cheering, oh, you know, yay. And then as the game went on, they was like, oh, like, not so much, oh, like, you gonna make it happen. It was like, oh, that's my hero, and he's the shell of the man he used to be. Well, you know what it made me think about? Remember that song with Tupac took a shot at Larry Holmes here, looking like Larry Holmes, flabby and sick? And I was like, that's what
flabby
I thought about.
And sick.
Yeah, because it's like, you hang on for too long.
Yeah.
Like, you know, some guys get a chance, and it's not many. They leave the game at the top of their game. They leave it with you still thinking that they can play. It was obvious that he was cooked.
I'll tell you what. I think Koufax might have given them a better chance.
Koufax, who didn't even know was alive before the game started.
No joke.
Wait, hold on a second. Were you sure Sandy Koufax was still with us before the game started?
Well, it didn't really cross my mind.
Okay, all right.
I was like, damn, he looked good for what, 89?
He looks great for 89.
For 89, he looked great.
Yeah,
no, you wearing a diaper?
No.
You don't think he wore a diaper?
Sandy Koufax is way too regal. He's too regal to wear a
diaper.
Come on.
Yeah, he probably.
You don't have a 1 ERA in the postseason and wear a diaper.
He still looks like a guy I wouldn't mess with.
No, I wouldn't mess with
Sandy Koufax. Let alone wearing a diaper.
No.
Do you think Mark Sanchez could take him?
I don't know if Mark Sanchez is taking anybody.
I think Mark needs to just calm down.
He's got his own issues to worry about. Oh, you know, because Mark liked to fight
old
people.
You know what? I think Sandy Koufax would kick the crap out of Mark Sanchez.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You know, Mark liked to pick fight with old folks.
Yeah, Sandy wouldn't need the knife. He would.
We going to hell. We going to hell. With gasoline draws.
Yeah.
Man, how you almost go to the upper room by fighting an old man, though, dog?
Yeah.
You almost
he tried to punch his own ticket to the upper room.
You know what I mean? Yeah. He tried to go to the upper room, man. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you?
Well, I think that's a good question for Mark Sanchez. What the hell is wrong with you after all that? All right, 215-592-9494. Before we get back to the phone lines here, let's hear from Trey Turner about the Phillies before the game, and we'll let you know the message that was in that clubhouse by Topper to the team. Here's Trey after the game.
Yeah, we just had a little quick meeting, nothing crazy, but just focus on the game, win today. I think we all know. We're kind of pressing as a group in the first two games and wanting to win so bad, and we know we're really good. We got to play like we always do. So the message was just go 1-0 and worry about tomorrow.
Today?
Yeah, go 1-0 today and get to tomorrow. And I don't think anybody's feeling like it's our time to go home. We want to keep playing. So we're gonna have to do it again tomorrow. And today was a good start.
All right, Hugh, are you ready to hear what the message was?
I do.
Okay.
I'm ready.
This is from Mac Eld this morning in The Athletic. Quote, before a convincing 8-2 win over the Los Angeles Dodgers in Game 3 of this National League Division Series to extend the season by another day, Thompson urged his players not to think about the enormity of it all. He left them with an idea. Don't try harder, the Phillies manager said. Trust harder.
Give a little bit. Give a little bit of your love to you. Ain't that how the song goes? That's a pretty cool sentiment, though.
Don't try harder.
Just trust harder.
Yeah.
I trust you so hard. That sounds crazy.
Come on, man.
We're trying to rally here, and you're laughing at the message.
I just think
we're trying
funny.
To rally.
I mean, it worked. It worked. As a matter of fact, I did hear a little bit of that message when I was in this car because I heard Scott mention, he said, well, the theme of the day is trust.
Trust harder.
Trust harder.
Don't try harder. Trust harder. Because if you try harder, you try too hard.
But trust you so hard.
Yeah, you got to trust as hard as you can.
Give a little bit.
You think this in the clubhouse today as they get ready for the
give
game?
Give a little bit. Yes. That was a good message, though.
It was. It worked.
It was a really good message. I just think it's kind of funny because then I'm going to be trusting people so hard. Like, you just trust.
Don't try too hard. Just you trust hard.
Just trust them hard.
Well, whatever
the
hell
pull
works.
Something if you
trust them so hard. Because I was soft.
Oh, I'm glad we got used out of that one. And we've lost you. It's over.
Goodbye, my
I'm
friend.
I'm a professional.
Yeah.
I got to keep telling myself
well,
that.
Well, we lost you yesterday around 1:30.
I am a professional. Yeah.
We actually lost you earlier in the show when I thought Sandy Koufax wasn't with
was
us anymore.
I was like, damn, Joe, you just say about my man?
It wasn't that I remembered that he passed. It was so long ago he pitched. I just assumed he wasn't here anymore.
It was a long ass time.
It was a long time. He's been in the Hall of Fame for like 60 years. It's a long time.
It's a long time.
Amazing pitcher, and he still looks good. Looks better than most of us, and he's 89. All right, positive Mark at Woodbury Heights up. What's up, Mark?
Guys.
Mark!
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes,
we can
yes,
now.
We
got you now. Yep.
Yeah, I want to say hello to Hugh.
Hello.
That's my favorite.
I want to say hi to Hugh. I want to make sure that is acknowledged, that I said hi to him. And I say hello to everybody before I talk.
All right. Hello, so, Mark.
Good job, Mark.
All of us to you. Mark, what are you feeling?
And I apologize if I've come across arrogant or ignorant in any way, shape, or form in
I
the
forget
past.
I'm that way every day, so don't worry about it, Mark. It happens.
I wanted to call today. I want to be positive. You know, I have ripped this team to shreds over the course of the season at times. I jumped on the bandwagon in September, frustrated after game 1 and 2. I got to give the boys credit. They played with some hunger last night. They looked competitive. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, they did. Yes.
They had that look about them. They didn't look. I didn't see the deer in the headlight look. Maybe because there's, you know, their backs are against the wall. Maybe they're not feeling the pressure because now everybody expects them to lose. I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I do think there was a different energy last night. And I do feel that there was a couple moments where you could tell early, and it wasn't even close to over, they were showing more enthusiasm than normal. There was when they turned the double play in the fifth, I saw Harper come off the field with a little fist pump. Like, they had a different energy to them last night. Maybe they just kind of, you know, for the most part, just stopped worrying and just started playing baseball. Stop thinking so much and just play the game.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes. What's your thoughts on tonight? Do they win this game?
Yes.
I think they do. They have the pitch, Mark, they have the pitching advantage tonight. Sanchez is better than Glasnow, and the fact that we didn't have to use Duran last night gives me a lot of optimism. I mean, we could get through a lot of these outs with just Sanchez and Duran and not have to involve anybody else.
Do you use Aaron Nola again if this goes 5 games?
They could. They could.
What you mean in the fifth?
Well,
game?
Some yeah.
You mean game, a game like
Saturday.
Two more? Yeah, yeah.
Saturday. Yeah, they could. Mark, I think Ranger or Nola could give them another inning Saturday night. I mean, The one thing about I do think we're in the advantage tonight pitching-wise, but if this gets to Saturday, the Dodgers have a lot ready to go because they'll have Ohtani and Snell rested for Saturday. So we're going to need to help Luzardo with something else.
Yeah, I thought Aaron Nola looked really good last
year.
I thought his movement on his pitches was excellent. You know, I just – my only concern, as always, is the offense just going absent for long stretches at a time. I just hope they could be consistent, put the pressure on this team, score early, and we'll see what happens.
We will,
gentlemen,
Mark.
Enjoy your day.
You too. There he goes. Positive Mark in Woodbury Heights saying hi to everyone.
That's good.
Yeah, getting it. Make sure we got all that on the same page.
All inclusive.
Yes.
I appreciate that.
The one thing about the Phillies offense that is – it's very Phillies. Even though they scored eight runs last night, didn't they only score in two innings? They only scored in two separate innings, right? They scored in the third inning and the eighth inning.
You're talking about, okay.
They just happened to score
a lot of runs.
Yeah,
it kind of snowballed.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's just who they are. They're not going to put consistent runs up on the second and the fifth and the seventh and the eighth. But that's kind of been their series so far. In game one, they only scored in the second inning. Then in game number two, they scored in the eighth and the ninth. And then last night, they scored in the third and the eighth. In 27 innings, I think they've only scored in five of them, if my math is correct. It's hit or miss. So let's hope if it stays that way, we get a lot of runs in those innings to make sure we got enough on the board. Bam in Upper Darby is believing.
What's up, fellas?
Bam! How we doing?
I'm good. How y'all doing?
Doing great.
Hey, Hugh. I'm down in Houston for my cousin's funeral, right?
Uh-huh.
We got to stop at a Bucky's in Houston, man. And they was talking about you down here. They said you should run for the mayor of Philly.
And I got people. I got friends. I got family in Houston now. Houston's nice.
Who's going to run for the mayor of Philadelphia?
That's what they said. They said they listened to the show. The guy at the counter was telling me, he's like, yeah, I listened to that WIP show you guys got up there, the midday show.
It's too much responsibility, Bam. I can't do it.
No, I like this idea. You know what? Because that would lead us right into a political scandal with Hugh Douglas.
What would the scandal be?
I don't know, but you get embroiled in one.
No, I wouldn't. I can't do that.
Yo, Hugh.
Yes.
That was my first time at Bucky's, man. You was right about the jerky.
It's overwhelming, man. They got a jerky wall. It's a wall of jerky.
How was the bathroom, Bam?
Oh, the bathroom was great. Bathroom was great.
Did you take a smash in the bathroom? Did you go number one or number two? What?
Both.
He did both. Because you got it. Like, you got when you go to Bucky's, you got to, you know. You gotta bless the bathroom.
Yeah, so, sure. Yeah. When you go to Bucky's, you gotta
You gotta go with if you gotta, go. With, you gotta go.
Yep. And, I mean, all right. You ready for this? Hey, Kyle
is not happy at all.
You literally asked one of our callers if
they take a smash.
Yeah, they take a smash in the restroom.
I mean, he went in the bathroom. I'm just was that.
This is your future mayor, everyone.
We are all inclusive on this show.
But we didn't have to be that inclusive. We didn't have to be.
It was a lot.
This is information I don't need. And Bam, I love you, but I just.
God, we got like 45 minutes.
That's the problem.
Why didn't you think it was okay to ask him that?
It was the first thing that popped in my head. Because it's like he talked about the bathroom because y'all kind of assumed or alluded to the fact that I was in there taking a smash.
No. We didn't. You sent us a video of you flushing the toilet.
Oh, because I just flushed it. That don't necessarily mean I used it. But I did flush it. I mean, I
we don't want to know what was going on
flushing that toilets that you haven't used. That's even weirder.
I mean, I did
wrong
flush
with you.
I flushed the toilet. I did flush. Okay. The yeah. I mean, it was just live the bathroom. Clean. Getting live in the bathroom. I mean, you could because it's like each in the. It's
yes,
like
we
each,
know him.
Yes,
yeah, you've told us many times. Still, yeah,
so. I'm looking at the freezer.
Bucky's okay, Bam. Isn't Bam? No. Okay. I'm just
saying. We don't ask questions.
We just let it be, right?
Wait a minute. Can we workshop this just this one time? Because this is Bam we met
careful,
at the...
Careful.
Okay, fine.
This is the Bam you met at the Old Country Buffet. Yeah, right? Am I right? You guys hung out there?
Yes.
Yeah, you had a buffet together?
Yes. Okay. And Bam had the dress on at the camera's tennis match, right?
Yeah.
The tutu.
Sometimes, you know, once in a while, I just like take a step back and listen to the words said on this show, and I realize this is my profession.
This is
Bam
our life.
Had the dress on at the camera's
well,
tennis
had,
match.
He had, and
this is my life,
and this is big because he said he saw the jerky wall, right?
He said that.
He saw it.
Are you questioning if Bam is actually unable to see?
He does drop those things every now
and
then.
No, I'm just saying, like, listen, I love Bam. Bam is my dude, but Bam's blind.
Well, I'm not sure he is. I'm putting it out there. I'm not sure he's actually. I'm not sure.
We danced around long enough.
I mean, it could be a matter of speaking
Wait a minute. Because you heard the same thing that I heard, right?
Yeah.
He said he saw the jerky wall.
Well, so he's driving down to Texas. But he's all that, too. I don't know what's going on there.
That seems dangerous. I'm not going to lie.
We going to hell. We are on our way.
Again, I don't think there was anything inherently wrong with me thinking that Sandy Koufax wasn't with us anymore. He's pitched a long time ago.
No, I mean, but I just got stuck with it. He said he saw the jerky wall, though.
Yeah, well, because the idea is he probably shouldn't be able to, but he can, which is wonderful.
I mean, I'm not mad. Look, listen, Bam, I love you, man. Keep calling. Yeah. I just love you, Bam.
We really do.
Had some questions.
Yeah, and then we had to ask.
We love you, and be safe driving.
What he did in the bathroom, which was really for no reason. Alex is in Raleigh, is up on WIP. Hey, Alex.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Alex, what's up, buddy?
Nothing much. Hugh, fellow Helldiver, how's it going, man?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, nothing much. Hey, I just want to talk about, I was talking to your producer while I was waiting, and this reminds me of back in 22, I was stationed in Texas at the time, went down to Houston to catch the World Series, and the Eagles just happened to be playing the Texans, and it wasn't, I don't want to say it was an afterthought, right? I would put myself as a Birds fan first, but, I mean, all the focus was on the Phillies at that time of the year, right? I mean, that's just a given. That's what tonight feels like, you know, with the Giants. It's a good win game. I know it hasn't felt that way this season so far, but and I have trust in the Birds that they'll figure it out at some point, but my main screen is going to be on the Phillies tonight for sure.
Alex, it's a great comparison. It does remind me of that night. Thursday night game going up again. I think that was game 5 of the World Series here in Philadelphia with the Astros and Phillies. And it was the Eagles in Houston against a bad Texans team.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe they had one win at the time. It is similar because the Giants are, you know, bad like that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it was end up going to game 6 of the World Series after that, and it didn't end the way we wanted to. But, I mean, you know, at that point in the season, that's what everybody was focused on, was, you know, trying to bring a World Series back to Philly. It, you know, for last night's game, when I picked my parents up from the airport, the first thing we talked about was the decision to bring Nola in. And, you know, looking back on now, like, you know, does that save Popper's, you know, job here? And it's one of those things, like, you put so much trust into Nola right there. Like, that's got to be such a huge confidence boost, not just to him, but to the rest of the team, right? I mean, he's been a workhorse for that organization for years now. And if he's coming out there, like, the trust that the manager has to bring him in to play the way that he did, I mean, you know, why can't the rest of the team do that through the rest of the series and onward? So I'm feeling good tonight. You know, they're going to be on the main screen. The Flyers and the Birds are going to be, you know, on the phone or something. But, you know, I need at least 2 of those 3 teams to win tonight because I can't repeat, you know, with Penn State and the Phils and the Birds this past weekend. So
yeah, we need to make this weekend way better than the last one. Alex, we appreciate the phone call. It does remind me of that 2022. It happens once in a while where an Eagles game gets buried against something huge in October.
Mm-hmm.
To your point earlier on how the Giants-Eagles game might go, Hugh, the Eagles probably could, like, for our reaction tomorrow, get away with an ugly win because we're going to be so focused on the Phillies no matter what.
Yeah.
But eventually we will come back and talk about whatever happens tonight in the Eagles game. So they better not mess around thinking Hugh Douglas is going to let them off the hook tomorrow, which it sounds earlier like you're going to.
Well, I'm not letting them off the hook. Definitely not letting them off the hook.
I mean, Kyle knows you are. We all know it. I mean, we felt that earlier when you kind of downplayed, you know.
Yeah, it's a joke. Yeah.
No, I didn't downplay it. I'm just being a realist about what this position
realist.
Or what the position of this
Super Bowl favorites against a terrible football team.
Yeah, but they haven't come to Jesus moments and they're trying to downplay it. So they, you know, there's that. And it's only been a couple of days.
Yeah, they are. All right, let's go to Art in Philly. What's up, Art?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, fellas.
Anytime, Art.
I appreciate it. Look, you know I love the Eagles, but I think they're going to have a tough time with the Giants covering that 7 points. I think they'll win the game, but they're not going to cover that 7 points. Look, Denver gave them the recipe how to beat the Eagles. Blitz, blitz, blitz. Keep Jalen Hurts inside. Don't let him get outside to make them first downs. And a lot of them balls that he threw, they're getting tipped. They were on the money, but they're getting tipped because he's short. He's, you know, these guys coming in are 6'5". They put their hands up. They're tipping the balls. Look, I'm rude. Look, I was so depressed last week. It was ugly about everything, you know. So I don't want this to happen again, but I'd say take the 7 points for the Gamblers. That's all.
Well, I mean, you got Hugh Douglas, the Gambler, in here. Art, we appreciate him. We love you. You know, what Art said there, Hugh, there was a clip I saw yesterday. T.J. Ward, the former safety in the NFL for the Broncos.
Yes.
He said the same thing Art did, that the Broncos put out a blueprint on how to stop the Eagles' offense.
The Broncos did not blow the Eagles out.
The blueprint was just how to stop the Eagles' offense.
I hear what you're saying, but I think that would carry a little bit more weight is if you would have, like, stopped them completely. You had a Hail Mary to win the game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't feel like that's a blueprint. I'm sorry. I just don't feel like that's a blueprint. A blueprint is something where, you know, it's almost foolproof where you stymie the Eagles and you stop them from doing what they want to do. Granted, we don't do anything well right now, but I feel like we're trying to find our way more so than you stopped us.
Yeah, one thing I've noticed the last few weeks, not just the Broncos, teams are doing way more zone against the Eagles, and they're struggling against that.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that it seems like, we saw it in the second half against the Bucs, and then this week, those like simulated pressures where they pretend they're going to blitz and then they drop back.
I will say
this, though. It feels like that's throwing the Eagles off.
I will say this to that, though, Joe, because I've heard offensive linemen say this quite a bit. Like when they have certain looks that they've prepared for all week, the team comes out and they do something different. That might play a little bit into that because they're trying to capitalize on what they saw another team try to do.
Yeah.
But the problem with that is everybody does not have the personnel to do that. Like when I think of a blueprint that a team had against the Eagles, the one that comes to mind is San Francisco 49ers and the way that they played them, because their defensive personnel, their linebackers in particular, matched up extremely well with our players on the offensive side of the ball, and that was a problem. But what Denver did, I mean, come on, man.
Well,
we had a Hail Mary play at the end of the game that could have we could have won the game. So I don't believe that.
Well, and most teams don't even have Denver's personnel. Benito's a great player. Sertan is a great player.
He's an underrated player.
Yeah, the Giants tonight have a good defensive line, obviously, with Burns and Thibodeau and Lawrence and Abdul Carter, but they don't have the guys in the linebacking core or the back end, you would think, to make any stops. So I expect the Eagles offense to play better tonight than it did, even without Dickerson in this game. He's not playing tonight. I expect them to be better than they were on Sunday against the Broncos defense. It has some real players. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in. All right, we'll check in with you people, and we'll hear from Kyle Schwarber on the field post-game last night, what he had to say after his big night with a pair of huge home runs. That's all coming up. You people as well. Midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I know by now you heard me talk about my new tailgate drink, the new Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry Whiskey. It's the real deal, folks. It's bold, vibrant blackberry, softened with a creamy vanilla, toasted oak, and just a hint of honey. It will be a touchdown at your tailgate when you decide to make it. Jack Daniel's Blackberry. Head over to your local fine wine and good spirits stores and grab yourself a bottle or two of Jack Daniel's Blackberry to make your own Jack Daniel's Blackberry Lemonade. And remember, tailgate responsibly.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.